Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The commercials are over.
No, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily. We are ready to make some football picks. We are ready to have some fun. I guess we already did, and I forgot, pick the other CFP semifinal last week. How dare me. Tommy, remind us real quick how that went. Who did we all pick in the Ohio State-Texas game?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Give me like a minute, and I'll tell you that.
I got it. Okay. You want it? I got it right here.
Paul's, Paul's got it ready.
All right. Jacob, you and I just so happened to take the University of Texas Longhorns. We had great reasons why. They're physical. They're fast. They've got a great defense. However, BJ, TJ, and Tommy all took Ohio State. And why wouldn't you guys? That's not a bad pick, fellas. That's not a bad pick at all.
All right. So Brandon, TJ, Tommy take Ohio State. Let's get into the NFL here, and we'll start right with the first game. We'll take them in order. Chargers Texans very well could be the game that decides who the Chiefs play. The Chargers are 3-point road favorites in this one. I'll start us off. I like the Chargers, fellas. I think the Chargers have a chance to be sort of a noisy team here with Harbaugh and Herbert. I certainly like them in this game against the Texans. I do think we're underselling the Texans a bit nationally, but give me the Chargers and I'll lay the 3 points. Tommy?
I'm with you. I think the Chargers can be a thorn in the side of this AFC playoff picture. I think that they beat the Texans, and I've been high on the Texans earlier this year, but they've not played anywhere close to, I think, the overall expectations. I thought they could be a potential Super Bowl-type caliber team at the beginning of the year. So I think that the Chargers, behind Justin Herbert, behind Ladd McConkey, Jim Harbaugh is going to make sure that the defense is turned up, the offensive line is turned up. I think the Chargers win. I think they could win in the divisional round, too, potentially, but I'm going to take the Chargers. I'll lay those points.
Paul, the Texans, to be fair to them, have had a lot of injuries this year. A lot of teams do, but they really have lost a lot of weapons. They still have C.J. Stroud there and a pretty good defense. Is that enough, or which side of this are you on?
Well, I appreciate Tommy's memory because, Tommy, we talked, you and I personally talked just about this exact scenario 2 months ago, that the Texans still might be a super. We were talking Super Bowl, Jacob, weren't we, Tommy?
We were.
And so, you know, what a disappointment. That's probably, from a football standpoint, probably one of the more disappointing football teams in the entire NFL. But, you know, it's tough to be good in the NFL. It's tough all the time. You know, I know I'm not going to make up any ground on TJ, but I can't lose ground. I'm going to take the Chargers as well.
You know, it's interesting, TJ. The whole country's talking about how disappointing the Texans have been lately. They're 3-2 in their last five, and their two losses are on the road to Kansas City and against Baltimore. Are they really as bad as everyone says they are?
Yeah, I think that they are. I'm going to pick the Chargers as well, and it's not a Chargers thing. I think it's a Texans thing just of what we saw from them on Christmas Day, what we saw from them against the Chiefs, just can't get out of my head. And the Chargers are just playing really good football right now. They're one of the last teams in, I guess, with the 5 seed. They're not one of the last teams in anymore, but they're playing a good ball right now. I think they can go do it on the road. They're going to make it a Chargers home game probably in Houston as well, I imagine.
Brandon, you've got a chance to take a home dog here on an island. You taking that chance?
Well, this is the vaunted pick of death. Go ahead, show the graphics to all of the Texans fans because, no, it is a sweep of the board. I just like what the Chargers are able to do too much. I think Jim Harbaugh is going to come out and have a statement with this team. Mike McConkey, Quentin Johnson. I just like this Chargers team too much. Give me the road team.
All right, Steelers-Ravens. This is one of the big lines. Ravens are 9.5-point home favorites. We learned they will not have Zay Flowers in this game. Could be a weather game. We've seen these games be historically close. Tommy, is 9.5 points. Are you still comfortable with that number?
Man, that's really, really tough. I think the Ravens, from a talent perspective, are head and shoulders better than the Steelers. And I've seen everybody on social media, I've seen the national talking heads say, this is going to be Lamar Jackson's year, and he's going to, you know, lead the Ravens all the way to the Super Bowl. And I think he can, but I'm sure that he absolutely did not want to draw the Steelers in this wild card round for sure because of the way he has played against the Steelers. Because it's a weather game and all that, I hate taking the Steelers. It's a big line. History tells us that the Steelers can keep it close. I guess I'm going to take Pittsburgh, and I'll take those points.
Paul. Where you at?
Lots of points. If somebody would tell me who's going to run the football better in this game, that's who I would take, notwithstanding the 9.5 points. But I don't know who's going to run the football better. I can't figure out either one of these teams at times. This is almost like a guess for me because the 9.5 points makes a big, big, big difference on how I look at this. But you want to know something? Lamar Jackson is the kind of guy that needs to shine when it's time to shine, and he will shine. I'm going to go ahead and listen, 9.5 points, though. Man, I'm going to go ahead and take Lamar Jackson. I'm going to go with my gut, the first instinct. I'm going to take the Ravens, and I'm giving 9.5. Am I really giving 9.5 in the playoffs? I guess I am. I'll take the Ravens.
TJ, before I ask you for your pick, I do need to ask you, are you in bed right now?
Yes, I woke up about 10 minutes ago. The new time change is getting...
There's a background. I was like, I bet you that's a bed. So there's everybody. You can get a good look at TJ's bed. We won't ask you if you're wearing pants right now. Don't ask me if I'm wearing pants right now, for that matter.
I don't know.
All right,
which side of this,
that's true. None of us could be wearing pants. Maybe we should try that sometime. What's your guess on this, TJ?
I'm going to take Tommy's argument that he said about the Ravens really didn't want to draw the Steelers. I think you can make that argument on every single team in the playoffs. It's probably a bad matchup right now because their playoff teams are all playing pretty good right now. I think the 9.5 is just too big of a number to give in the playoffs, wild card round, divisional round, or whatever. I think that's too big of a number, especially with Mike Tomlin on the other sideline. They're going to find a way to cover this. Ravens are going to win by about 7, but they're going to cover.
Boy, Brandon, this is hard. Like, we don't see playoff games get like this very often, and we got 2 of them this year. What do you think on this one?
Yeah, just the divisional game. George Pickens is back. Steelers are healthy. No Zay Flowers for the Ravens. I'm going to just take the Steelers and the points. I think they can keep it with a touchdown.
So Lamar Jackson, Tommy brought this up, 3-5 versus the Steelers over his career. You know, Russell Wilson's only 2-3 against the Ravens over his career, and I know only 2 of those have come as a Steeler, but it's against, you know, Harbaugh. So I've struggled with this one all week. I like the Ravens to win the game, certainly, but in a weather game, Tomlin always keeps it close. The underdogs always perform in this rivalry historically. It is too many points for me. I'm gonna take the bait here too with Pittsburgh just because of the points. I do think the Ravens win, and I think Lamar Jackson will play fine, but that's just a lot of points. Here's the game, another one with a lot of points. Broncos and Bills, Paul. Bills are 8.5-point home favorites against Denver, I feel like, who has become the darling of the NFL here, even though they haven't been playing well either. They've been maybe playing worse than the Texans. I know they got the game against the Chiefs there, but they had lost their 2 prior games before that. What do you like in this one?
Well, I know all my friends in Aspen are they're probably out on the slopes right now, but I know they're probably all mad at me, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Bills. Listen, when it comes time to shine, it's time to shine. We've talked all year long about the Bills could actually win the Super Bowl, guys, haven't we? All year long, Super Bowl Bills, and that's a possibility. Not only will they get into it, they can win it. Right now, it's the time for them to shine. Bills shine. Broncos, it's been a wonderful story, a wonderful ride. But I'm telling you right now, it stops this weekend. I'm taking the Bills, and I think this is a fairly easy pick.
TJ, you agree?
I do not agree. This first time I've looked at these lines, I figured this was going to be like 4 or 5 points with the way that everybody's been taking the Broncos. I imagine that's the public's favorite is moving towards the Broncos. So I'll join them. I think that the Broncos can definitely cover this line and give the Bills a bit of a struggle at home to start the playoffs. But the Bills will get it done. But give me the Broncos to cover.
Brandon, we're two Broncos here. What do you think on this one?
The Broncos have one of the best pass and rush defenses in the entire league. They have been scoring 24 points at will. I like where this Broncos team is at. I think they're going to have a chance to put a real scare. And I think a lot of Chiefs fans are going to be thinking at one point in this game, Broncos might be coming here next week. I like the Broncos to keep this one close and maybe get it done on the road.
Guys, I think Buffalo's going to clean Denver's clock. I don't buy Denver. I haven't bought Denver. I think they're a fun story. I think Bo Nix has been good. But everybody's remembering what they did to the preseason Chiefs last week. They gave up 34 and 30 points the 2 weeks prior. I don't think their defense is nearly. Their pass rush is good, but I don't think their defense is some juggernaut. Certainly against a team like Buffalo. I think Buffalo, I like this. This is an actual money bet for me. I like Buffalo. I love that the line's coming down now to 8.5. Maybe it'll go down even further, but give me Buffalo to hold court at home there and win by a couple scores. Tommy?
Well, so I got to break the tie. We've got two on the Bills, two on the Broncos, it looks like. Look, I think Buffalo wins this game. I think they win by a touchdown, but I don't think that covers the number against the Broncos. I just certainly think that pass rush that Denver set, even though they gave up a bunch of points before the Week 18 game against the Chiefs, the pass rush has been good all season long for the Broncos. I think they can get after Josh Allen and make him a little bit uncomfortable. Like I said, I think that the Bills ultimately win the game and move on, but I'm going to take Denver, and I'll take those points.
Buffalo has been a Jekyll and Hyde defense, to be sure. They've been really good and bad at times this year. All right, TJ, you start us on the next one. Packers-Eagles. This one's tough. Eagles are 5-point home favorites. The Packers don't have Christian Watson, but it looks like both the quarterbacks will end up playing in this game. Which side are you on?
Yeah, I really like the Packers. I put in all of my future slips of NFC champions, and they were on my list. I think they were my second favorite pick on that list. And they're playing really well. I think that Nick Sirianni in the playoffs, looking back what happened last year, look what happened early or late last season in the regular season and what happened. I just don't want to pick Nick Sirianni, honestly, so I'm going to pick the Packers in this one. I think they can get it done on the road to probably win this game, honestly.
Really? So an outright winner for Green Bay to start there. Brandon?
Yeah, we haven't seen Nick Sirianni with Saquon Barkley in the playoffs, and I think Saquon was going to be the X Factor. Arguably could have been the MVP this year. I don't have confidence either way in this game, but I'm just...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Going to ride with the Eagles and punch them into the next round.
Man, this revisionist history with Nick Sirianni. He went to the Super Bowl, didn't he? Like, he's not that bad. He's another guy where he catches a little bit of a bad rap. I think this is a really hard game to pick. I don't like 5 points. What a weird line. I do like the Eagles to win the game. I could see a scenario where they get up, and because they have Saquon Barkley, maybe they ice it. So not a game my real money will touch, but I'll take the Eagles -5 here. mostly because I picked him in the preseason to go to the Super Bowl, and I'll just stick with it. Tommy?
Looked like the line this morning moved even a little bit closer to the Packers. I've got it at 4.5. I know we're picking it at 5, but you know it could even change more, you know, between now and Sunday. I think because of the issues with the Packers and Jordan Love not at 100%, and Christian Watson out for the year and all of that, I like the Eagles. I like to lay those points. I want to be clear. I don't like Nick Sirianni, and I don't think the Eagles are going to win a championship as long as Sirianni's the coach. But I do think they can get by a banged-up Packers team fairly easily and move on to the next round. Give me the Eagles. I'm going to lay the points.
Okay, Paul. We got them all over the place on this one. Where do you start?
Well, I've been fooled once. Shame on me. Fooled again. Shame on me again. Fooled a third time in the last month and a half by the Packers. I have learned my lesson. It only takes 3 knocks over the head before I learn my lessons. I'm taking the Eagles. I'm not betting on the Packers anymore. I don't even care if they advance this week. I'm not betting on them ever again. I'm taking the Eagles.
All right. So we got, what do we have? TJ, you're on a Packers money line. You're forfeiting your points. Is that right? That's what we're doing?
I'm okay. I got a lead to retain here.
Okay, so you'll keep your points. All right. Final game. Not final game. We have 2 more to go. Commanders, Bucks. I think this might be the hardest one to pick. Buccaneers are 3-point home favorites. I think, Brandon, you're up first on this one. Ride or die with Baker Mayfield. Which way are you going?
I'm riding and dying with Baker Mayfield. I just like what they're able to do too much. Washington in these spots against these playoff teams just hasn't lived up to the expectations that we've seen the rest of the schedule. I think Tampa Bay is just going to be a little bit too much to be the NFC South champion.
Yeah, I agree. This is all about the Buccaneers. The Commander's story is great, and there's absolutely a world where Jaden Daniels can just take over and run wild, but they're going to have to stop Tampa's offense, and I think they'll be challenged to do that. So I'm going to take Tampa. I think they're the safer play. I do think either of these teams are capable of sort of a Cinderella run, if you will, in the NFC playoffs. Tommy, what do you think?
Well, I'm reading between the lines, and it looks like the bookmakers, they're expecting Baker to run wild in this game because the over-under is the highest out of any playoff game. It's at 50.5 right now. So I think they're expecting the Bake Show to run wild. I agree with them. I'm going to take the Bucks. I'm going to lay the 3 points.
Paul, I think they think both of them are going to run wild. Both of these defenses are susceptible. You've got one quarterback that does it in a strictly... Well, I don't want to say that. Baker can run when he needs to run, but Jaden Daniels he's pretty dynamic. What do you like here?
Don't you guys believe in magic anymore? Don't you believe in the beauty of football and the stories that are made within the game and the guys that become heroes? Have you guys lost your childlike love of football? Because if you did, too bad. But if you still have it, then you're going to go with the Commanders and the story of Jaden and all that his teammates and what he brings. You guys need to get the little childlike love of football back and take the Commanders with me. I'm taking the Commanders.
All right, what? TJ, we got to go quick here for the remainder. Which side are you on?
I guess I've lost my childlike love because Baker Mayfield's better than Jaden Daniels. Give me the Bucks.
I don't like that we just gave Paul a Commander's Island. I will say that. All right, one more. It's moved to a neutral site. Vikings and Rams. I'm first again. I'm going to take the Vikings. The line has moved. I don't like that one bit, but it is neutral field now. Give me the Vikings. I'll lay 2.5. Tommy?
Brandon needs to cover his ears on this one. I like the Rams outright in this game. The Vikings have a ton of talent, but Sam Darnold concerned me a lot in that game last week and how inaccurate he was. So because of that, I'm going to ride with the Rams. I think they've got a ton of talent. I'm going to take the points, but I think LA could win outright.
All right, Paul, which side are you on?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and take the Rams as well for a multitude of reasons, the same reasons they talked about. But the Rams, I think, right now are just a little better. By the way, this game's being played in Arizona. I think we do need to point that out. But I'm going to go ahead and take the Rams. Rams, it's almost like either they are distracted or they're playing for their people in their hometown. I don't know what it'll be. I'm taking the Rams, though.
Yeah, it is a factor. How many of those players are affected, TJ? Which side are you playing?
You know, a lot of people call Phoenix the Minneapolis of the West.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do.
I've never heard that. I'll be darned.
Yeah, I've heard that. So you're taking the Vikings?
Yes, I am.
All right, Brandon, final word here on your Vikings.
My Vikings are not covering the 2.5. That's right, Tommy. Either my team advances into the divisional round and I win in real life, or I'm going to make a win here in the picks. That and the Vikings just really haven't showed up in their 3 playoff games this year. 2 with Detroit, 1 with LA on the road and on Thursday night. And I'm not going to lie, this Rams team scares the hell out of me. So I think the Vikings have a real chance to lose this game. I'm going to take the Rams, unfortunately.
Yeah, everybody. It scares everybody. The Rams can make a run. So could the Vikings. Like, the NFC playoffs are wild, fellas. There's not an awful team in the NFC playoffs. All of them. Like, there's not a... That would really surprise me if... Maybe Washington would be the one that would really surprise me if they were playing in the Super Bowl. I don't think any of the other ones would really, truly surprise me. That's our picks. That's the NFL divisional round. TJ, go back to bed.
Wow, super wild card.
Sorry, super wild card round. Super wild card round. TJ, go back to bed. Brandon, go get your groceries. I don't know what you're doing out there.
We're golfing.
Okay.
Yeah, golfing. Good day for it. Good for you.
Paul and Tommy will be back. We're gonna look more into the college basketball. We got some comments, some questions about some of the college basketball. We'll get to that as we make our way through. We appreciate everybody being here with us. You can leave your comments on Facebook, on YouTube, on X, or you can give us a call on the KFH hotline. It's back open at 869-1240. We're coming right back on Sports Daily.